Hello and welcome back to Betch Slapped. I'm Jordana.
I'm Sammy.
And I'm Eileen, and I have no voice. And I'm really sorry.
Sign of a good weekend.
So in case you don't follow any of us or all our friends on Instagram, we just came back from Eileen's bachelorette in Tulum, which I just learned how you say it.
How did you say it before?
Tulum.
Tulum. I don't know. I'm very bad at pronouncing things. That's the thing about me.
Tulum? Yeah. No, it's Tulum.
Have you not said it?
Tulum.
I never heard you say
Tulum.
That.
How often do you hear me say it? I like to avoid words that I'm not sure if I can pronounce correctly.
So we're going to Tulum.
I feel like you were just saying like we're going to Mexico.
Yeah, so we went to Mexico.
Mexico's
easier.
It was really fun.
It was great.
Obviously, I have no voice, and it was the best part because I was like, oh, I don't think I have any podcast to record the next day. And then I looked at my calendar.
And you do.
Fuck. But anyway, so I drank a lot of tea just before this episode and
it's helping.
Like gulped down honey because someone told me I should do that. And here we are. But it was a good trip. Yes, guys.
It was so
amazing.
Much fun.
It was so much fun.
It was great fun. It was a great time. It was a nice mix. It was like during the day, it was like very relaxing. At night, it was like a rager. I thought it was a good balance.
I thought it was
like,
great that we didn't have too many activities during the day. There's no schedule during the day. You could just like chill, and we all just like hung out, and everybody like drank on their own thing or like went to go nap at their own thing. Like it was just kind of fun, and like we took it was just like great.
The day drinking is what makes it hard to turn up at night.
Exactly.
Because you have to conserve energy. Like I always have the most energy on the last day because I'm like, you know what? Like I don't care if tomorrow I can't handle it. Like
I'm the plane.
Exactly. Right. So I'm always the most fun on the last day.
I took a beach nap. That was fun.
Yeah. That is fun. I have trouble doing that, although it's scary. I did get a little bit sunburned.
It was more on the first day because I think like we woke up so early that I was just like so tired that I could fall asleep anywhere.
Everybody in the office has been saying, like, I've watched many stories of bachelorette parties where they're just kind of basic and people are having fake fun, but yours, with all of you guys, looked like it was genuinely a good time.
Real fun.
I was like, you know why? It's because we know how to fucking party.
Real fun. Yeah, we do. We actually do know how to party.
Except
I have to
Jordana.
Say.
Oh, wait. Should we talk about Jordana's?
Yes.
Okay. We need to give the background. Jordana, even though she has like very low stamina for going out, right?
Yes.
You like everyone to think that you go out a lot. You don't like to be the first one home.
Well, I aim for quantity more than quality. Often, I have to say, I used to go out a lot more than I go out now. And when I used to go out, I used to go out all the time for short periods of time.
Yeah.
So I would do like many nights a week for like a little period of time. The thing is. Alcohol makes me very tired.
Yeah.
Same. That's just like an effect that it has on me. And like, I like drinking. I like going out. I like partying. It's such a good time. But there's a point whenever I drink where I'm like, okay, I need to be home right now.
Right.
And
but
it's not like, it doesn't like a gradual buildup. It's just like, it's a thing that it hits me and then I like need to leave.
It's like a wall.
Right. Yes. But that's not the funny part. The funny part was that you tried to blame it on the moms in
the
group.
We have two friends who have moms, who have babies.
So they're like more low key. They were going to be like more likely to go home early. They're the most likely candidates for going home early. So the night we were at Papaya Flower Project, which was like so fun. I hear Jordana going to one of them, you know, if you want to go home, like I can make sure you get home safely.
I can like
for the kids.
Yeah, for the kids.
I'm just looking out for their kids.
But then
here's
you tried to play it off like it wasn't your idea.
I don't remember the exact details.
Then the second best part of that was when we did get home, the moms
were still up
and Jordana was passed out, sound asleep. And one of them goes, for the record, Jordana was the one who told us we should.
But you know what's also funny is that she did this like 10 minutes before the place closed.
Obviously, we didn't realize it was going to close. I would have stayed.
But it's just funny because like it was all for like 10 more minutes.
We've talked about the whole second bottle, cheapest bottle of wine in the menu thing, I think, before, where it's like people like you don't want to get the cheapest bottle. You want to get the second cheapest bottle. For me going home, I don't like to be the first one home because I feel lame. I feel lame, which I am lame, whatever. So I like
to
be like
lame anymore.
I like to push one person to leave before me.
Right. So that's that I can, what makes
so
it
that
funny.
So that I can be the second person.
The funny part is not that you want to leave early. The funny part is that you don't want to admit that you want to leave early, and you want to make it like it's someone else's fault.
I don't
want to
be the lame girl who leaves early.
It's not lame. I think if you would embrace it as not being lame.
The second night or the third night.
She just went home alone.
The third night I was like, okay, I don't think my method from last night is going to work. I'm going to have to leave. So I walked home, which I was kind of drunk, and it was probably not the best move, to be totally honest. I was like kind of drunk, and then I left and I walked, and then I was like, oh,
I didn't even realize you left.
That's so nice.
No, because like, you were just sitting
there.
I had
a really, really, really fun time. And then it was like, that moment hit me where it's like, I just need to sleep. Like the sleep comes like immediately hard and fast.
Sleep is coming.
Right. Sleep is coming. So I was like to Ariel, I was like, our friend Ariel was like, I got to go. But she's like, I don't know if you want to go home alone. I'm like, it's fine, whatever. And then I was walking and it was like, you know, those streets are not
dark,
that well lit.
Dark.
And but I'm there like, are people on them.
And I'm like, No, there wasn't really anyone on it at that point. It was like very dark. And as I was walking, I got a little scared. So I like broke into like a little jog. But it turned out.
I would have loved to see that, honestly.
It turned out okay. I mean, I was wearing flats, thankfully. So it was like totally fine. And I was a little scared, but then I like made it back and it was fine. And
and she was fast asleep.
Yes.
Yeah. But the trip was really fun.
It was really fun.
We're going to put up our itinerary basically on betches.com. So it's like we're doing bachelorette itinerary. So we're going to put a Tulum.
What was your favorite? I think the last night
I was
going to
ask,
really,
what was your
really
favorite?
They just asked us like peak and pit, like that thing, like Rose and Stone.
Yeah.
My rose is when I got engaged to Tom.
Turned out to not be such a
I don't know. Like, they were both different types of fun. Like, the second night was really fun. The third night was so much fun.
I think the third night. It's really between the second and third night.
Well, yeah, the first night.
I like the third night because the music had like lyrics or like with songs that we knew.
Yeah.
So I prefer like.
I thought that papaya place was sick.
It was
like,
cool though. Yeah.
It was so cool. Sick. And also like, but here's the one thing that I thought was not fair. That they closed at fucking 3 a.m. We were like, okay, they just literally the whole time.
Yeah, me too.
Also, the thing about the thing about Tulum is that there's. It's all trance music and like techno, and I am convinced they have one CD for the whole island, the whole place. Like, they're just playing like, now that's what I call Tulum Volume 1, over and over again. Like, I swear. And then, but for the last 10 minutes at Papaya, they played a disco song. Yeah. And I love disco music. Like, yeah. I really do.
Like 70s so, music?
Yeah. Like, just like 70s disco. Like,
oh, I
that
hate
kind of,
that.
Oh,
I
hate
love
like,
it.
What's
that song, Get Lucky?
What?
You know
what?
That song that, like, the. We're up all night together.
That's not disco.
70s
it's,
no,
but it's like based.
Last
it's
ba- year.
I know, but it's like based on that like time period.
Yeah, but that's yeah, but
like
it's no, it's
yeah,
not.
It is. It's supposed to have that
vibe. I
mean,
vibe it sounds like disco, but it's so not.
That's not
that's like
disco,
kitschy
though.
Pop.
Yeah, that's like I wouldn't. I don't like that song, but no. I like disco.
Yeah,
like real disco, like actual like John Travolta fucking Staying Alive disco.
Yeah.
Like,
oh, I hate that.
No, I love it.
Oh,
so
it's great.
The last song they played was like they like a disco song.
Sing it.
We should be dancing.
Yes, yeah.
But they were saying it like really like built up and it was so good. And then literally the next second it ended. And he leaved like wouldn't believe it. And I go, maybe there's like a noise ordinance. You're like, what the fuck? There's no noise ordinance. This is Mexico. And then we find out from the taxi driver that indeed there is a noise ordinance.
Oh, yeah. Was there? I don't
know. Yes,
like,
there
I
was.
I fell asleep in the taxi.
No, you weren't in the taxi with me.
No. Oh. I think I was mentally asleep.
No. Well, when we came back, Aileen kept calling me Lumiere from Beauty and the Beast and starts singing, be our guest, be our guest.
Yeah, Save is like, what about me reminds you of Lumiere? And I go, I don't know, but be our guest. And
I was okay,
just,
I thought you were talking about my personality. It's like Lumiere, like,
don't
my,
know
like
what
my zodiac sign.
I was saying.
It was just
but
bad.
I don't know weird,
what face paint that looks like Lumiere.
Weirdly, that Lumiere, Katy Perry's dressed
as
Lumiere.
Which brings us to our next discussion.
And no, like, I don't think about Lumiere. Like, I think I'm a fucking psycho. Because then two seats, like the girl sitting next to me on the plane home, I was sitting there, like it's 4-hour flight, right? I don't look over to what she's watching. And the one time I look over to what she's watching, it was fucking Beauty and the Beast. And they were doing the crazy Be Our Guest song.
Maybe it's a sign
that I am Lumiere.
It's a sign that I'm definitely a psychic because I just know where. Why the
are
fuck
you shop? I'm actually shopping for floor lamps these days.
Are you
so
gonna get a chandelier
for a floor lamp?
Well, maybe this is a sign that I should
get a chandelier. Then you have to install it.
Send me a few couples.
I love chandeliers. I happen to love chandeliers.
No, Mike and I are pretty tall. We're not getting a chandelier. So we don't have high enough ceilings. We don't have high enough ceilings for a chandelier.
Wait, are you going to just hit your head on the shandy?
Yeah, it's like I feel like a chandelier is nice in like a tall high room. Ceilinged room.
Does anyone else call King's Landing shandy? No. But yeah, so that was really fun.
That was so
I need like a week to recover. To be honest, I have no. I'm gonna go to like SoulCycle or something, but I'm not doing any heavy workouts. I'm just gonna like.
I just need like one. I need like one day of mental recovery. That would be today.
I need one day of
and
mental.
And then tomorrow, I can like
up for a week.
Get my shit back together.
Right. I need physical
with
week.
My trainer in the morning at 6:30 tomorrow. That's not happening.
It's early.
That's when she comes.
All right, let's talk about the Met Gala.
Speaking of the Lumiere.
I have to preface this conversation by saying that I don't really give a shit about the Met Gala, but I realize that it's a thing, so let's talk about it.
Well, okay,
let's talk about the theme. Okay, the Met Gala. What I find a little frustrating about it is that there's nowhere to like watch it. Like you can only watch like Instagram posts from.
On social media,
and the whole thing. It's not even really like. That interesting other than the fact that people wear these interesting costumes, I guess, and so they become like the decor, which I think is cool to like look at, but
well, usually the theme isn't that costumey, and this year
it's always pretty costumey. Like last year was the heavenly bodies and they all came as like saints and shit.
I know, but it wasn't like I feel like they want that to be more fashion-y, and this time I feel like it was more costumes. Like never was it that like Jared Leto would walk around with like a head.
Yeah,
held up. You know what I mean? Like this year felt a little more Halloween costumes, where before it was like fashion translated for that. You know what I'm saying? This so camp is apparently like how I translate in my head is that it means like just extra-ness. It's like be extra.
I think everyone is extra.
Everyone,
but slightly tacky.
I think it's more than extra. I think there needs to be a little bit of like irony. Like there needs to be something like almost like the jokes on the person.
What is ironic about any of these?
That's why I think only some of them hit the mark. I think Jared Leto hit the mark. I think Gaga obviously.
What's
hit the mark.
Ironic
Casey
about either
Musgraves.
Of those things? I don't get
because
it.
It's like you're sort of like making fun of yourself, like a little bit. Like okay, I think it's better. Camp is better explained by like shows. Like I think the show You was very campy. Like it's almost like it's not taking itself too seriously.
Right.
Okay.
Although, like it's extra that's not taking itself too seriously.
So it's like when
it's the Meta Gala.
That thing that's
the
like
Meta Gala. Yeah, it is
like,
the Meta Gala.
It's like tacky formal.
Kind
tacky
of.
Formal is campy, yes.
But okay. Yeah. But like let's say like you had high fashion attached to tacky formal.
Yeah.
I think that's what the best way to
so like that's expensive tacky outfits.
Not just expensive, but they have to have fashion. Like a purpose. Like I think Casey Musgraves was a great example because she came as Barbie. Like she dressed up as Barbie, like that. Like almost
and Barbie's supposed to be an icon.
Barbie, like as the look of Barbie, like lends itself to camp very well. I think Gaga's whole thing, like the performance of it.
So Gaga, her whole thing was that she did 4 outfit changes along the red carpet. She started the red carpet in this giant pink, like massive gown that's kind of a cape. Then she took that off.
That was her best one.
Then she took that off. And under that, what did she have? A black dress, right?
A black, bra set, like lingerie.
No, that was
that was something else.
No,
right.
That was she kept taking off layers as she walked
right.
up the stairs and down the.
I don't remember what
thing.
Came in the middle.
The second I think was a big black dress under there. Then she took that off. Then she had a skinny midi, like hot pink dress with a black bra showing. Then she took that off and she was just in a bra with tights. Yeah. And I loved that. I thought that was so cool because she was also making fun of these outfit changes. And now I'm starting to think, like, what weddings are going to have now 4 outfit changes? Like, can you imagine? Some people do that.
Yeah.
But, like, that's what I was thinking.
I feel like Harry Styles looked like a middle-aged mom.
Harry Styles was wearing, like, like a feminine romper, which I thought, like, he didn't look
I didn't
that,
get that
great, but I kind of liked it. He was wearing, like, a British, like, top. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
The thing, you know who I didn't like?
Who? I thought Kendall and Kylie did it well.
Obviously.
The whole, like, the fact that they went together was campy. If they had gone separately wearing those outfits, I think it would have been boring.
Agreed. They were, like, complimenting each other.
Yeah.
You know who I didn't like? I didn't like J-Lo's outfit. Like, she's constantly wearing the same. What
she
is
looks
that?
Like the, I looks thought like hers she would
did
wear
not embody the theme.
What did she just looks like? She, okay, she just came off her Vegas thing. She always wears stuff like that.
I agree.
She just put that, like, wig on, which looked, which everybody was saying looks just like the Rihanna thing.
Yeah,
and
didn't,
what
didn't
Chloe
work.
Did, it didn't work for me. I thought Katy Perry's Lumiere was funny.
Yeah, I think hers, here's the thing, I don't get what her message was. Like, I thought hers, she did the theme well, but what was her point? Like, that's kind of what I thought was, like, made it good or bad. Like, is like if they got to a point or something.
What
like,
was the
Billy
Kim
Porter,
one?
Kim, I think, had a point, but I find her annoying. I think she was trying to, like, make fun of herself. Like, she's always, like she's, like, dripping wet. Like, that,
she
like, she's,
is always, like, she's, like, that's her, like,
like, she was, she was satirizing herself, I felt, which, like, embodied the theme.
Also, like, did she get ribs removed? How could she breathe in that?
She looks gross to me. Whatever. I don't want to go
what
on
What do
about
you
her.
Think of Kris Jenner?
I think Kris Jenner was...
She looks young.
To me, it seemed fine. Like she was trying to make fun of herself to try to be Kylie.
She does look like Kylie there.
Yeah.
Maybe
that
is what she was trying to do.
You I think she was the fine. Whole, the Met Gala reminds me of, like, olden days, like, high court, like, very elitist.
That is what it is, I think.
Right. Like elitist event that's, like...
Based on
about
what you're
the
wearing.
Rich and famous of, like...
Yeah.
Which I guess is, like, sort of obvious, but it just... I don't know. There's something about it that just seems like... Who cares?
Yeah, I don't know. Yeah, I know what you mean.
Like,
I thought
these are kind of cool to look at, but also, like, it seems like almost like absurd that anyone focuses on it.
Okay,
at
but
the same time.
You're saying that now, but, like, everyone will always watch.
I see it, like, more as, like, it's like an art show.
Like an art
on,
like,
bodies.
It's like just entertainment for us to watch it. It's entertaining for them to watch to dress
I
up.
I think it's cool to see what they come up with and how they go for the theme and how each person, like, obviously has their whole, like, reasoning for the theme. But
what is
I
like
Billy Porter.
Oh,
I
Billy Porter
Gigi's.
Was insane.
I thought Gigi's was dumb.
Billy Porter was insane. He came in, like, being held up by, like, seven dudes.
Yes.
Yeah. Dressed in gold.
Billy Porter's good at this kind of
moment,
actually. I thought Cardi B was, like,
what is the Gigi thing? She's wearing, like,
I don't know.
She looks, like, I don't
feathers?
Get what her point was. She kind of looks a
gold?
Bit like... She looks a bit like an Alice in Wonderland character.
She looks a little like Yolanda.
Yeah, I see that.
Cardi B Jared in like a fucking, like, she looks like a tornado. I don't know. She looks
she
really
reminds
cool.
me of having your period.
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah, but it looks really cool,
I think
though.
Jared Leto did the best, one of the best jobs
and
of, like, embodying
sick.
It with, like, his head. Like, that's, like, campy. Like, that was actually campy.
Like, his own accessory was his own self.
Yeah,
you
Hailey
know?
Bieber. I don't know what's campy about Hailey Bieber's
that she
outfit.
Looked beautiful, though.
I think she could wear this, like, again.
She could wear that
else.
To, like, the Academy
I
Awards.
Thought she looks beautiful.
I think she looks. No, I think she looks great. But I don't get what her is. She like a Jessica Rabbit type? Like, is that what she was going for?
I don't know. She just she looked so good. I didn't even care. I think it was just like she's supposed to look like a baby. Like she's like you, like a girl, like a baby girl. You know
okay,
what I mean?
Okay, fine.
I don't know. But
Janelle Monáe was
and then she
good.
Had a tramp stamp of Wang.
Okay.
Which was kind of cool. She had like a whole open back. You could almost see her butt.
Right, but again, I think she could wear this anywhere.
Janelle Monáe was cool, but like...
Janelle Monáe's cool because her bag... She's supposed to look like a Picasso, and her bag is the second eye, how it was like, and where she's holding it. I thought that was cool. And she's like, that's a cool theme. Embodiment
guess,
of the theme.
I guess. Who... Okay. Who's your favorite?
Casey Musgraves
was my
favorite.
I did not like Zendaya. I'm sorry.
She did the theme well, though.
Cinderella.
Why? Why is that? Why?
Because she's a Cinderella. She's being a character.
I didn't like it. It just reminded me of Claire Danes when she wore that light-up dress, and that was epic.
That was
and
one of my favorite ever.
This is like, she just, I didn't like it. It just wasn't for me.
Okay, wait. I favorited a bunch of them so that I could, like, talk about them here. I think my favorite... I love Celine Dion, even though she wasn't.
Oh, I did not like Celine Dion at all.
Oh, my God. She looks so cool.
Oh, I did not like
that. I love
that.
It.
I was like, why?
It. I don't like her hair as much as I like her dress itself. Serena Williams.
No, I did not
no,
like.
No, I'm not saying I liked her. I thought, no. Mindy Kaling. Bella Hadid.
What's Mindy Kaling?
I Kaling liked just, Bella, but.
Bella Hadid, like, I wasn't that into it. Who else? Anna Wintour, I feel like, didn't do the theme that well, to be honest with you.
Well,
maybe I'm misunderstanding the theme, though.
Is it Anna Wintour or Anna Wintour?
Anna Wintour.
I thought it was Anna Wintour.
I don't know how to put my pronunciation things either. No. There's something else I said. Carousel.
No, it's carousel.
Whatever. Who cares? My favorite was Kacey Musgraves. Like, I think I liked hers the most.
I thought Gaga I just was love her. A cool performance. I kind of really liked Kim Kardashian's because of, like,
I kinda
she had
like it too.
Literally, like, teardrops dripping off of her, and that looked so sick. The funniest, though, was Kanye standing behind her, like,
not
making funny free. No, because he wasn't supposed to be. He's like a canvas for her. And that in itself is funny. I didn't like J-Lo. There are a bunch. I didn't like Priyanka's.
No, Priyanka looked much. Terrible.
I didn't enjoy that.
Well, J-Lo had nothing to it.
No, yeah.
Who was the one who came as a photo? Tracee Ellis Ross coming as a photograph, I thought was really smart.
Yeah. She was like stuck in a frame.
That was cool.
I don't know.
Underwhelming.
Miley was not dressed up.
No, she could wear that anywhere.
Which maybe was the point. But still, like, underwhelming.
Maybe she
too
also
plain.
Just like forgot about it. And
wouldn't
decided.
It have been so funny if someone showed up thing. In sweatpants?
Yeah,
that would have been
I
really
would think
campy.
Someone, like, I would think Kanye would do something like that.
No, it needed to be somebody who wouldn't would. Expect it. Like, you know what I mean? Like fashion sweatpants.
Like,
I don't know.
Like who would
like
do
a,
that?
Like a girl it would like have to be a girl.
Gaga.
I would probably love that. So comfy.
Okay, here were my like general thought is that Anna when they came up with this. Theme, I feel like they needed something that's Instagrammable. Like before, I feel like they were doing it for the fashion.
I agree.
And now they were like, here's an excuse to be more absurd, to wear costumes. And now it's just like a fucking costume party. You know what
well,
I mean?
Well, I think that's just what the theme was. Like the theme of camp is like
but
inherently
I think the
like
reason,
that.
This is like, I think we're in peak Instagram culture
I actually,
right now.
But we're about to make the turnover.
Exactly. So I think now that's why this makes sense because they're leaning so heavily on like shock.
I just wonder why they picked that. Like what, like. Who picked it?
I love like more subtle fashion. And
I thought last year's theme was really good. What was 2 years ago?
Last year's fucking Gigi in that beautiful.
I'm not over that one yet.
That
yeah.
Like anytime I see photos of that, it was like the most beautiful thing I've ever seen. Also like Blake Lively. Where was Rihanna? Do we know where she was? She posted a picture of Anna Wintour in her Anna Wintour's outfit writing best dressed. And then she also posted a story.
Maybe she was sick.
With like
maybe she had
playing
plans.
With her lipsticks. No, she posted her like this own.
Is she seeing anyone?
Maybe she did. Maybe not going to the Met Gala is the new going to the Met Gala.
Maybe.
Where's Beyonce?
No,
I don't know. I don't care.
Beyonce doesn't go to a lot of things.
Yeah,
I don't know. There was like a lot of people missing.
Good for
I feel
them.
Like Madonna yeah. should have been there.
Madonna
you know?
Should have been there. Yeah. What was the theme 2 years ago? Can you remind me?
I don't remember.
Okay.
The themes are always so obscure too. It's not like the themes is like CEOs and corporate hosts. Like
the
hard to remember.
The themes require a bit of interpretation on the part of the wearer of the dresses.
Yeah, I think 2 years
which
ago,
I think
people
is
missed
kind of
the
best
mark.
Part. No, right.
I remember there was like 2 years ago when people were like really not understanding the theme.
I like that there's two components of like judging how people's like, mm-hmm. what people wear and it's how good do they look and how well do they do the theme and
yeah.
I think it's very important
can't
like J-Lo looks really good but the theme was she didn't
I
do
feel
the
like
theme.
The themes are very complicated can't it just be like 80s or like blue
no.
They call it 80s they wouldn't call it 80s they would do something that is 80s but they would call it something else
wasn't
pretentious
the one
sounding.
2 years ago something about technology right.
Yes, it was.
Yeah, something like that.
It was like, and they were all wearing
like metal and technology.
Yeah, it was futuristic.
And people were like,
I didn't like that theme.
They were, that people, it wasn't, it was so,
so pretentious.
Divided that people right. like thought, like, were taking it very literally and some weren't.
Well, I think that that's kind of like, I think that's similar to this theme is yeah. that people didn't know what to do. The reason I liked last year's theme is because it was very clear what to do. Like Ariana Grande hit it perfectly.
Do you think you have remember. To get your outfit approved by Anna Wintour?
I honestly think you might.
I feel like you might too. She like probably has a certain way she wants this to
pan out.
Run.
Well, she probably wants some to be like much better than the others.
It'd be so funny if she's like text back like, sorry, someone's already wearing that.
Right.
Well, no, the designers make custom things for one, like, people. Yeah.
Claire Danes was good 2 years ago with the lights. She did was the theme the best. Ago? Yeah, that was why it was technology, and she wore the dress that lit up.
Was that the Met Gala?
Yeah. No. Oh, was it the Oscars?
No. Yeah, it wasn't. That's should why have been it was for so the Met cool. Gala. Okay. No. But anyway, let us know what you guys think. If you really give a shit about the Met Gala, or do I feel like, I don't know.
Go to our website and you can see
our opinions.
You can see the best and worst dress article on Betches.com right now. You can see all the outfits that people wore, what we think sucked. Tacky for a good reason, tacky not for a good reason.
Right. You want to talk about
tacky
Game of
with
Thrones?
A purpose.
Yeah, tacky with a purpose. I like tacky when it's like.
With a purpose. When it, and it's funny.
It's funny, yeah.
If you hit it, it's really great. If you don't hit it, it's just kind of whatever.
What was your reason thinking? Like, what did you think Kendall and Kylie were?
I think they were trying to twin, kind of.
But like, why those colors?
I don't know. Bright. So I saw somewhere that they seemed like they were trying to be like the Cinderella mate, like stepsisters. Oh. I thought they did it really well.
I like
together.
That kind of.
I like that they went together and did this whole thing, mm-hmm. and I thought it worked really well. Like twins are inherently a little
Do
bit.
Do you think
campy.
Rob was invited?
Yeah. No, he's like never invited.
Was Chloe and Courtney? Were Chloe and Courtney?
I'm sure
invited?
They were. Oh,
Chloe
maybe
and Courtney
they're
are
not.
Probably invited.
I feel like they probably were not invited.
Have they ever been invited?
I don't think so. They've never been there.
Sucks to suck.
Today's episode has been sponsored by OpenFit. OpenFit is bringing you something new that makes it even easier to never miss a sweat session. You don't have to commute to the gym, and the workouts can be right in your home.
We love working out at home.
Love working out at home. It's so much faster, more efficient. You can jump right into your own comfortable, amazing shower. And they have the most amazing trainers and classes. OpenFit classes are led by some of the most effective and engaging trainers in the world. You can sculpt your body with Andrea Rogers, founder of the worldwide sensation Extend Bar, or you can get in crazy good shape with Hunter McIntyre, who was named by Sports Illustrated as one of the top 50 fittest athletes.
Yeah.
So I'm trying to be one of those, but like, I'll probably never get there.
Yeah.
I will get close with OpenFit.
I love OpenFit because you can look at it on your computer or your phone or wherever you are. So I went, I was visiting a friend, like I was visiting them elsewhere, not in a home.
You're being very sketchy about where you were.
I went to LA and I visited my friend and she didn't have a gym in her apartment. And so what I did was I went on my computer. We wanted to work out. Both of us, we felt like we drank too much the night before. We wanted to work out. We didn't want to like go pay so much money for a class. So we like opened our computers, signed up for like one of these classes. And I literally sweat so much after that it felt great. So it was like the experience was awesome. It just like we didn't have to go through all this process to make ourselves eventually realize we don't want to work out. But really, you open it and it's OpenFit. You open it and you work out.
You open it and then you get fit.
And then you get fit.
So OpenFit has really enabled me to work out at home whenever I want, whenever I have a few minutes. So use our code BETCH and you can join us on our fitness journey personalized just for you. Again, use our code BETCH and start using OpenFit for your journey to a healthier life. And also, right now, they're having an OpenFit 30-day challenge, so our listeners will get a special extended 30-day free trial membership to OpenFit. All you have to do is text BETCH to 303030. That's 303030. You'll get full access to OpenFit, all the workouts and nutrition information, totally free for 30 days. Again, all you have to do is text BETCH to 303030. 303030.
Let's talk about Game of Thrones.
Okay. Yeah.
Okay, so after we got back from Drexico, that was our hashtag. And
I think they know.
Yeah, I went and watched Game of Thrones immediately. I ordered sushi
had so much to watch last night.
I just watched Game of Thrones because it was an hour and 20 minutes.
I watched Bill Maher, Summer House, and then I almost watched the whole documentary, but then I fell asleep.
What time did you go to sleep? Like 3?
Like 1. I had to like get in all my couch time
from
the whole weekend that I missed.
Oh, because you came home earlier.
Yeah, you were home earlier. Yeah, I was home earlier.
Oh, I forgot that. Anyway, yeah. So Game of Thrones. Let's discuss.
These are my notes.
Okay, what are your notes?
Okay, very couple-y episode. Couples.
Yes.
Lots of couples.
Lots of couples.
What do you think about Brienne and Jaime?
That was funny.
Funny?
Yeah. Yeah, like.
Okay. That was a little campy.
Well, not really. Like, did you watch the after the episode?
No, I did not.
No.
They explain.
How do I time to watch all my other things?
Well, I thought it was interesting because it's like James. They have really good chemistry, even though they're very like separate characters.
They have way better chemistry than Daenerys and fucking Jon Snow, who I literally think I'm watching a soap opera when I watch those.
You know what's interesting when they're
telenovela?
It's interesting because like during that scene with John and Daenerys, when she's like, I love you, and just don't tell your sister. Sorry, my English accent is not good.
Yeah. But and I told but you how we could be together.
I thought that she could be fucking with him, like manipulating him. That's,
wait, I literally wrote that's Daenerys.
Why. Wait, you but need to see my notes. But she's not. That's how bad their chemistry is. No.
You don't think so? Daenerys manipulative. That's a note I wrote.
That's just bad chemistry.
Yeah, it's also just like both. I feel it feels like they like just met. Like, what do you love about him? Like, we've gone on a date. Like, what? Like,
I mean, they've been like fighting the White Walkers together. I feel like that's like the bachelorette date. To I the guess, extreme.
But they haven't really like spoken about anything else.
How do you know what they're doing in the off hours?
Yeah,
I guess. Oh my god, okay. Did you see the Starbucks thing?
Yeah,
that was funny.
That was funny too.
That's crazy.
That was almost like weird to me. Like, did no one notice that? Like, no one on the set. There's like 500 people on that set. It almost seemed like it was done on purpose.
I don't think
HBO commented.
They wouldn't do that.
Yeah, HBO commented that she wanted like a tea, whatever. But like,
right. But no, I think they said that it was an accident.
Yeah, I think it was an accident.
But it's like, how did you let that happen?
I mean, people make mistakes.
How have anyone done anything like that?
I mean, it's the craziest thing, right? Like, this well-made show. Yeah, like, everything else
is so, like, meticulously done. And there's, like,
also they have a crew of, like, hundreds of people. And no one saw
it. Right, that's what I'm saying. Like, that
it made it weird.
That's why I'm always like, is this a Starbucks ad?
No.
No.
It couldn't be an ad, but maybe they were just, like, making a, like, it doesn't make any sense.
Maybe it's just, like, last season, it's like senioritis.
Yeah. Yeah.
Right. Like senioritis of Game of Thrones.
Senior washed up Game of Thrones.
Wait, I wanted to say something about what Jamie. I was saying about Jamie. So they explain that, like, so Jamie, like, they have his chemistry, and he, like, could generally, he, like, when he's looking back at her, and he could have this, like, normal life, but then he thinks back, and
he's like, I am a monster.
Yeah, he's like, I am a monster, and I've always done everything for Cersei. And
it's interesting that Tyrion said to Cersei, you're not a monster, and then mm-hmm.
She is a monster. And he's like, my whole life I've been a bad guy, and am I really a good guy? No. And here, and I'm just gonna embrace it.
Well, maybe it's either foreshadowing that he will end up going back to Cersei, or
I think he's gonna kill her,
or he later on makes a choice like, this actually isn't me. Like,
I think he's gonna kill her.
I think he might too.
You think he's winding up with Brienne of Tarth?
No, it was really funny when she was crying.
Speaking of camp, the scene with Bronn where he came in and was like, that was a campy scene.
Yeah, that was fun. Oh.
That was a little Inglourious Bastards-y.
That was really funny. Yeah. Yeah.
It was a little
funny.
Like, what?
Yeah.
Yeah, it was, how
did you get in here?
I actually liked that scene a lot. I was like very engaged during that scene.
I thought it was really funny that he like, that Tyrion was like, I'll give you Highgarden. And he's like, okay.
Yeah. Okay, I have two predictions that come out of this episode.
Okay.
One, I think Daenerys is going to die. And I think Jon will sit on the throne. I think that ultimately this show has always been about the Starks. They're the protagonists. They're the ones who, like, they're the ones. Like, they just are. Mm-hmm. And I think that whole thing with, like, what's his name saying, like, the best ruler is someone who doesn't want to rule.
Yeah.
I think that's, like, really, like, kind of the essence of, like, the main lesson. Yeah. Because the rest of it is just people competing for power.
I loved those conversations with them, too, like, strategizing.
Yeah. And it also is, like, this whole thing has kind of been, like, an identity. Like, the whole show has kind of been, like, an identity crisis for Jon Snow. Like, is he a bastard? Is he a Stark? Is he dead? Is he alive? Now it's, like, does he want to be a Targaryen? Or does he, like, want to be a Stark? Like, who does he really feel like he is? Is he going to go to the North to Castle Black or whatever?
The thing about the best ruler not wanting to rule reminded me of American,
the Democratic primary.
No, it reminded me of American history because George Washington, who was the first president, obviously, for those who don't know,
who's that?
Yeah. George Washington, like, the whole reason, like, our whole system really even worked is that George Washington was like, okay, like, I did 8 years, now I'm done.
Yeah,
like that. Like, I'm not gonna just make myself like a king who's like ruling this forever. Like, I don't want to do this forever.
Yeah,
I'm doing this now. I did my part. Now I'm leaving. And that's kind of like sort of set the precedent for like the whole system of American politics.
Yeah, no, I mean, this is a very political show, like the metaphors and stuff.
So I thought that was very interesting.
Like the conversation about destiny, like every tyrant I've ever heard is always talking about destiny.
And Daenerys, like, she also started out like, she's kind of like every politician. Like, she started out like really wanting to do it for the good of the people. Yeah. And then now she's like, I have to rule them all, and like, I have to be the one in charge. And that's why I think she's going to die. Because
very prideful.
Yeah.
I think the conversation relations between Tyrion and what's his name, Varys, mm-hmm. were very, very
love
like
that.
Those even though they were just talking, it was like very engaging, I thought. Mm. And the funniest, Jon Snow is so stupid. Like, he is so funny and like naive and like such a little cutie baby, like with his man bun, like how everybody makes fun of him for being small. And then he goes in like the little garden and he's like, I promise to tell you a secret.
Oh yeah, that was,
you know what it reminded me of?
Because yeah, he literally, okay, just 1 second. It reminded me of you.
You guys, I have a secret, okay?
Can I say that like, I had just watched Summer House before I started watching this with like the secret about
it. I see what your priorities are.
I didn't watch it.
No, like,
don't give me Summer House.
What? You don't.
I'm saying there was like the secret about like Kyle cheating. It's just like so funny. It was like that sort of the exact same thing happened where she's like, promise you won't tell anyone, okay? Yeah.
And then like literally 1 second later. Yeah.
Right. It was like, wow, this is like a
thing. But also, it shows that John is actually more loyal to the Starks.
He's loyal to his family.
Minutes and, into the episode.
And what's her name? Arya said, like, we're family. Like, you're my brother. Like, you're not my half brother. You're not my stepbrother. Like, you're.
And it was funny because I love Sansa Stark because she's like,
she was right about the armies.
She's been through so much. And then, like, she also has the mind training of Littlefinger, who's the master manipulator. So that scene, her acting was really good. You can see her brain moving, like when she was on like the wall with Tyrion, right. And he's like, she's like, when she decides to tell him, like, maybe there's somebody better, and like, mm-hmm. you could see her like mind going like a billion steps ahead and figuring out how this is gonna end because she knows that Tyrion's gonna go blab to everybody else. I thought that was so good.
I think it's interesting that like even Game of Thrones cannot resist the whole girl on girl drama quote like trope. Like the fact that it has to be like specifically Sansa versus Daenerys. And I mean, I think Sansa's right. Like, first of all, you saw when Daenerys' army went to King's Landing, like they looked like there was like two people, mm-hmm. and Cersei had like this whole fucking setup, and they looked really weak and bad. And like, I just think Sansa ended up being right. And
do you think the creators knew the ending from day one?
No,
I don't know.
I don't think so.
I think I also thought it was funny that like Gendry has like sex once, and he's like stage five, like marry me.
Well, you know what?
That makes sense.
I don't know. I thought that whole thing was cute, but I also liked that Arya said no
because she's not a lady. She said from episode
like, I'm not
one,
a fucking lady, bitch.
She's not a lady.
Yeah.
And as she left, I think she's going to King's Landing go kill.
Could do the same move on Cersei she did on
she's gonna try.
She either will put on Jamie Lannister's face and kill her.
Well, I've read that.
Who's
theory.
Left on her Steve Buscemi people to kill list?
Oh, I was literally just reading that.
We need
reading
to go
an article about that last
who's
night.
Who's left?
Oh my gosh, I don't remember. Of course, it was
what's
like
on her
one
to-do
of the morning.
Even Arya Stark has a to-do list.
Yeah,
I liked her relationship.
Last night,
with the Hound.
I was reading. I was in addition to watching all these shows, I was doing like a major Game of Thrones like research moment, like. And
yeah, you remember nothing you researched.
Yeah. It was like 1:30 in the morning.
Well, yeah, I thought I like that she's leaving. Yeah, there's that theory that she's gonna.
I like that
okay,
idea.
Okay, here's an idea I thought I had. The reason why I think that they didn't know who's gonna sit on the throne, the creators, because of that conversation between Tyrion and Varys, where because we're in 2019 and like this whole like female power of like there should be a queen, and they. Tyrion is the one who's like, why not be a woman? And Varys is like, it should be a man. Like, almost justifying.
Oh, that was a great combo.
Justifying the fact that it could be Jon Snow. You know what I mean?
Right.
So there's no backlash for them choosing a man to sit at the. You know what I mean? For the audience.
Right.
Well, I
think it's interesting because if you look on Twitter, there's a lot of that. Comments about that, like about how they're having that conversation like in the show, but it's also like really a conversation that's happening like politically right now. And I thought it was really interesting because I kind of feel like everything that was being said could be applied to like real life politics.
Yeah,
that there's like all these conversations about like are women electable. That was the theme of yesterday's Sup episode. I was not on it because I was in Drexco, but you guys should listen to it. It was a great combo. Between Brian and Elise.
We should start a city in Mexico called Drexico.
Like right next to Tulum.
Yeah. It's like instead of Villa Rosa.
And Rusty and Aileen will rule as king and queen.
But who will sit on the throne? I don't know if it can be a woman.
I'm too strong for him.
Yeah. Okay, you guys want to do an email?
Do an email, yeah.
Let's do an email. So, as you know, I just moved into a new apartment and I got a brand new a king bed.
A king for your king?
For a king for my king. That was actually his caption
That's
idea.
That's really funny. I thought it might be, honestly. I was like, there's no way she would ever do this on her own.
It was his. I was like, okay, that's kind of like almost a little romantic.
That's sure. what I thought. I was like, this is very publicly romantic for her. Like, lots of people are going to see this.
Well, I'm in a romantic mood. I just moved in with my boyfriend, and we have a new King Lisa hybrid mattress. It's a Sapira, which is their most advanced luxury hybrid mattress. It's made with premium foams and springs for enhanced pressure relief with edge-to-edge support. And it's designed with the best of both worlds in mind. I've been sleeping on it now for a few nights, and it's amazing. I've had a really, really good night's sleep, and I love having a king bed. Because now that we'll be sleeping in the same bed as someone for a very long time, it's nice to have your own space.
Isn't it weird that like you're never going to not like share a bed?
I mean, if all goes well, then
ideally,
it's like the best case scenario. I never get my own bed ever again.
Right. I know.
And that's
weird.
And that's commitment.
Right. I know.
But it's great because like, you know, having a good night's sleep is like really just the key to having a good day and being on your shit and having like everything like just go better for you the next day. I feel like you eat healthier, you are healthier, you feel better, you feel like you're more brain power. And all Lisa products have been thoughtfully designed to go beyond creating a comfortable bed and to transform your bedroom into a sanctuary that you want to spend time in. And I know that you can definitely relate to that since we both talk about how we really need to when we're home, we need like our space and a sanctuary where we can just like be,
not talk to anyone,
right? Just be and be good. And Lisa donates one mattress for every 10 they sell through organizations that work in causes like foster care prevention. To date, they donated more than 32,000 mattresses through more than 1,000 nonprofits, which is also like really
amazing. Yeah.
It's like very, very good for the world.
They're
made in the USA. There's in-home delivery and setup is available. Also, financing is available.
Yeah.
So don't miss out. Live healthier, live happier by resting deeper. Order today and get 15% off your purchase for a limited time at lisa.com/slapped and use promo code slapped. That's LEESA.com/slapped. Promo code slapped. And keep in mind that you also get a 100-night risk-free trial plus free shipping and free returns.
Dear Betches.
No, I just have a lot of feelings.
Hey, ladies, I absolutely adore your podcast and I love listening to y'all talk, even when you forget a word or something and I'm screaming the answer like y'all will hear. You've helped me once before and I'm back for more guidance. I have a few girlfriends and every now and then one of them will pledge blind devotion to girl code over random shit. For example, girl, my friend and his wife are getting a divorce. We have to hate the next girl he dates, me. Sometimes marriages fail and I don't know his wife, so why girl code? Or even I heard you saw my ex at this huge event. Why didn't you tell me? Did you talk and hang out? You should have slapped him. Me, I don't hate him. It sucks you guys didn't work out, but my boyfriend invited him, so I was just trying to be cordial. I didn't mean to. Girl code.
This is like a script.
This is very hard to read on my own. I'm a very loyal friend, but I also hate drama, and I'm not going to start it for any reason. I'm almost 30 years old, and I seriously don't have time to hate people because someone I'm friends with hates you for something petty. Lisa Vanderpump voice. You're not important enough to hate. Stassi, am I out of the loop on this? Should I be a better sister in the sisterhood? Is girl code still a thing? How old do you have to be for girl code to apply/not apply? Are my friends being extra, which they sometimes will admit to, or am I insensitive? Can't I just be neutral and stupid crap? Am I crazy? Help. Drama is for nerds, bitch.
I think it's interesting because she said, okay, she's saying all this stuff and she's saying like, I'm a very loyal friend. I just think it's interesting, and this isn't even like necessarily a response to the email. I just think it's interesting that people have very different definitions of loyalty.
Yes.
Like some people might say like defending you when someone else talks shit about you behind your back is loyalty. Some people might say like it means like beating up some guy who hurt you. Like everyone sort of has their own definition of what loyalty means.
Very Game of Thrones.
No. And like I think that someone could see themselves as being very loyal, but maybe they're not loyal according to someone else's definition of loyal.
Right.
That, and I don't really, this isn't an answer to the email. I just think it's a perspective.
Yeah. So what do we think about girl code?
I don't know. I think that's what I'm saying. Everyone kind of has a different like depth. What is girl code? Where's the Ten Commandments of girl code? Like, where is that written? You know what I mean?
I think it's not. It's more like for those kinds of things. I would always think like, again, I think this is more an issue the younger you are. But I guess she's our age. So
yes. It
seems like it's still a thing. I feel like it's kind of, will doing this be so beneficial to me that it's worth making this person feel uncomfortable? Or is it like, in a lot of it is a case by case thing. So it's like, if I have a friend and her ex is there and she like is kind of paranoid that I'm going to be like hanging out and being friendly with her ex, like, do I care that if I'm like, if I'm truly very good friends with them, then I think it would be worth getting into it with her. But if I don't really care that much, I think if it appeases someone, even if they're sort of being a little irrational, then right. I think it's like, it's fine. Even if you don't, it's not your conviction, but it's someone that you care about.
I think there's no blanket girl code. Right. Yeah. All like the older you get, it's all about communication. Right. So yes. Like, it's really just, okay. So let's say I had an ex and you were going to a party. Mm. I would, first of all, me personally, I would trust that you wouldn't like go into like talk to him and like talk shit. And even if you did go, right. What does that matter unless I'm still caught up on that ex? But even so, like, I would communicate that to you. I mean, like, I'm so stressed out. You're going to this party. He's going to be there. Like, what are you thinking? Like, something like, right. Like talk about
but
it.
But if what your version of girl code is like, you have to go over to him and spill a drink on him if you're within 100 meters, like that's
but
like
that's not me,
right but I'm right. Saying like, okay, but I'm like saying that, everyone has a different definition,
right,
of what that
that's
means
what I'm saying,
there's
right. No blanket,
right,
that was college.
Yeah, it was.
Yeah, I know. If you, I mean,
but even then in college,
I wasn't even thinking of that, but thank you.
We had different definitions of loyalty.
That's true. Well, I was, I would say a lot less mature in that instance and like a lot more into revenge and a lot more into my definitions
you don't
of
like
loyalty
revenge anymore.
Have since altered. And I think it's just a different perspective about how much things matter.
Well, I think right. Your question is more like, okay, like girl code is sort of the catch all for loyalty. And I think this girl's asking, like, why does she keep citing girl code when they could
is
just
this
be communicating
friend,
about
is this
specifics?
Several friends. Several
right.
Friends.
That's what I'm saying. Like, they kind of use girl code as like this trump card of like, well, girl code right. Says, like, that's kind of what she uses whenever she's offended right. When she should just kind of be like talking to the person.
Right. It's like, are there certain levels of things that like would be weird for a person? Like, if I went on like a double date with like your ex and his new girlfriend, I think that would be like a case of like
that would be like maybe don't.
That's right. Like very that's Vicky Gumbelson of you.
It also depends.
I was thinking about that. I think yeah. I was trying to think where I couldn't pinpoint yeah. It, but that was like
right.
Kind of the thing.
I think that's unless
like, right,
you told
right. Or if you had just broken up with your boyfriend and I tried to like set him up with someone else.
Yeah.
I think that would be like a case of something that would like not be so beneficial for me. Like no, but and hurt you unnecessarily.
Yeah, right.
But like they're kind of weighing the two things. Yeah,
I think it shouldn't matter so much. Like what
I think
the benefit is to you. I think it matters more. Like let's say you went on a double date with her ex from like high school, and she literally never even like cared about this person anymore, and like things had just evolved so much, and their relationship ended like amicably that it wasn't even like a big deal.
Right. I think I still would like. I mean, you have an ex-boyfriend from high school. I think I still would like probably mention or like at least like say that to you. Like, are you is that
right?
Like,
you'd bring it up.
Would you feel weird about that if I did
yeah,
that? Right.
Yeah. Right.
Kind of situation.
Yeah.
Right. You'd bring it up. But I think it matters about the situation. Like, how much does she care?
She would probably be like, oh, that's fine.
Yeah,
like,
exactly.
What I think about. But if she wasn't,
even if it was a rat, let's say like I went on a double date with her ex-boyfriend from high school. And like she didn't like. It bothered
what if I was
her.
Still caught up on it.
Even like not,
that's
like,
what I'm saying.
Not
that's
even,
part
not
of the
even
equation.
Caught up, but it was just like it's something like, oh, like that kind of make me like a little uncomfortable. Like I'd kind of prefer if you didn't.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying in terms of the beneficial. It's like, do I really need to do this? Is it going to make me that much happier to go do this if it's going to bother my friend, even if it's sort of irrational?
But what if it doesn't bother me?
I think it shouldn't depend on the person.
If it doesn't bother you, then, what,
right,
then there's no
exactly.
Difference.
I think in this scenario, though, I don't think it makes sense for us to just assume that just because these girls are 30, they are mature. So like what I think is happening here is instead when you're 30, you start to learn a little bit more about yourself and like be a little bit more confident with your morals or whatever, your values. And so maybe her friends are still maybe feeling a little bit more like bitchy girl mentality still, and maybe she's coming out of that, you know, and so maybe like this
definitely.
Is where the fork goes in the road, where maybe you don't really see eye to eye with some of those people that you grew up with because like it's not the same anymore, you know. So I think it's not worth it to just I think she's like, I hate drama, like that's a that's a basic statement, but I think there's more under there. Like, you don't like conflict and you don't agree with these like black and white statements of like, we hate him. Like, oh, let's go. You know what I mean?
Well, I think the problem is that, like you said, like instead of communicating the feelings behind these things, she just slaps the girl code card on the table. Like, that's the annoying part. Like, that's the part that's annoying, because maybe if the friends had communicated and said like, well, I'd really rather like you didn't because XYZ, it makes me feel XYZ. Mm-hmm. That's like how adults handle it rather than just being like, oh, the girl code flag, like you have a penalty.
I think though there are plenty of adults, and by adults I mean in age, not maturity, that like are just as immature as this and forever are, because
I think you're right.
They're not. There's so many people in this world that aren't self-aware.
They might just
don't feel like they need to improve, you know, or grow. They're just like the way that they are, and that's the way that it is. So like, I think that that's just it. Like,
right, if your values are not aligning anymore, that's a different question.
Yeah, I think that's what's going on here more so. It's like, you can't really tell them what to do, but I think it's you knowing that you're growing apart from them and you finding that important now. Maybe you've always been like this, but you don't give a shit. Maybe now you find it like, you don't like this bitchy activity.
I agree.
You know?
I agree.
So, Aileen, you color your hair, right?
I do, and I have been for a while. And I, just because I have some grays from, you know, stress and age. Mm-hmm. And so it's really hard to find a great shampoo, but recently, and sort of I've been using their products here and there, and I really, really like them. And recently, I found that they have this Color Care. So the company's Living Proof. They have this Color Care whole system. It's like a shampoo, conditioner, and it actually is amazing. Like, my hair kind of the richness of the color comes back, because when you color your hair over time, it tends to fade, and then you have to go back. But the most important thing is to keep the richness over time. And so I found that the Living Proof Color Care system is actually really good. It's an innovative 3-product system, and it starts with shampoo and conditioner, like I mentioned, and it has like this invisible shield I read about, and it protects your color from washing out, which is huge, because then your color lasts longer. And they have, which this part is my fave, they have these whipped glazes, and the glaze is also my favorite part when you get your hair done, because it makes it so shiny and amazing. So it comes in 2 different shades. It has highlights and blondes, and one for darker shades and redheads.
The packaging is so cute on these too. I love the packaging,
and it makes such a difference.
Very chic looking.
Yeah, it's so chic, and it has great ingredients. The Color Care line is silicone, paraben, sulfate, and cruelty free, which is something I really, really love about Living Proof. And I personally just, anytime I wash my hair, I feel like I'm in good hands. Kind of like it just makes the experience much better. And I come out of the shower, I blow out my hair, I'm like, wow, this looks great. Like, I just got my hair colored. So make the switch to Living Proof today by visiting livingproof.com/slapped and use promo code slapped to get a free sample of their award-winning dry shampoo with your purchase. That's livingproof.com/slapped, promo code slapped.
Okay, we're playing a game.
I'm going to have no voice. Let's play a game. Okay.
Well, we're almost done.
Sammy has the answers.
Okay. Yes, I have the answers.
So Sammy is the referee.
So the game is Met Gala Date, Real or Fake. And basically, I'm going to give you celebrity pairs that either did or did not attend the Met Gala together at one point, and you guys tell me if it's real or fake.
If they're real or fake? Ooh. Yeah. Okay.
Okay. One, Vanessa Hudgens and Tom Hiddleston.
Fake.
Correct.
Fake.
Okay, sorry, right. I have to both of you. Sorry, I'm not good at being the referee. It's my first time.
It's okay.
Okay.
First time for everything?
Yeah. Two.
I was right.
Sarah Silverman and Michael Sheen.
Who's Michael Sheen?
I don't know.
He's the guy.
Oh, he's the guy from that
Sex show.
Yeah, I remember that show.
What show?
With Janice Ian.
Fake? I don't know.
Oh, the.
I think that might be real.
Masters of Sex. That was it.
Is it real? Sammy, what do you think?
I think it was real because the last one was fake. Is it real?
Yeah, it's real.
Okay.
I think it's real because
they went together in 2014.
He used. I feel like I know what his type is like, was because he used to be with Kate Beckinsale, and so they have like dark hair and just like long faces,
like me.
Yes.
It was like Kate Beckinsale.
Real or fake? Sammy and Michael Sheen.
Okay, Jessica Simpson and John Mayer.
Fake.
Fake.
It was real.
Shut the fuck. Wow.
2007.
Oh, yeah. I forgot. There was like a period of like 4 years where he just dated every single celebrity female.
Ever.
Yeah.
He dated Jessica Simpson. Can you imagine those
and
two?
And Taylor Swift and
no, everyone. But imagine him and Jessica Simpson going to the Met Gala.
Yeah.
I need to see a photo of that. Everybody no Google it now.
Yeah.
I kind of really like Jessica Simpson. Is that weird?
No.
I know this is an unrelated topic.
Weird? Why is that weird?
I don't know. She just seems like.
I like her too, but can you imagine her with John Mayer?
No. Who is she married to? I don't even know.
Some dude.
Not Nick Lachey.
Not Nick Lachey. Is, but yeah.
Not Nick Lachey. Okay.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay. Christina Aguilera and Enrique Iglesias. And
true.
Mrs. Iglesias.
Fake.
You're right. It's fake.
Oh, damn it. Okay.
Jennifer Lopez and Diddy.
Real.
True.
True.
Real.
Real.
Yeah.
When?
1999.
Yeah. They were together.
Yeah.
1999.
Yeah.
Holy shit. It's my brother's
I want to see that costume.
Yeah. Well, Google it. Marc Jacobs and Anderson Cooper.
Fake.
You guys are right.
Okay. I don't think Anderson Cooper like is was ever like publicly.
Well, is this as a couple or as like a designer?
As dates.
Okay. No. Yeah. Definitely fake. Yeah.
Okay. You're right. It's fake.
Yeah.
Because I told you it's fake. Tory Burch and Lance Armstrong.
Don't care.
True. Sure. I don't know what Tory Burch looks like.
True.
It's real.
Okay.
2007.
Okay.
I almost said 2007. Robert Downey Jr. and Cameron Diaz.
Fake.
Ooh. Real.
It was fake.
Oh, fuck. I'm bad at this game.
Adam Levine and Maria Sharapova.
Fake.
Fake.
You guys are right. It's fake.
Yeah, for sure.
Okay. Elon Musk and Grimes.
Who's Grimes?
I don't think we can go into it right now.
I don't know.
What's a Grimes?
What's a Grimes?
You know what I want to fucking person. Know? What is Little Xan? Like, who is he? Where did he come from?
Never heard
and
that
why?
Name before.
You don't know who Little Xan is?
Xan?
Yes, Little Xanax.
Like Xanax.
He like calls himself Little Xan. He was dating Noah Cyrus. And like, who in the fucking fuck is he?
Like,
and
X-San?
Like, why is the public allowing this fucking kid just to like be like, why
maybe
is
they
he giving
don't know.
Any?
That sounds like something that
giving
is
him
campy.
Any attention.
Maybe
like, why?
I've never
he
heard
talks
that
about
name
he impregnated some girl, and now all of a sudden that was fake. Why
I don't
is
know
anyone giving him attention? Like, who in the actual fuck is Lil Xan?
The first I'm hearing of Grimes and Lil Xan.
Well, I don't know who Grimes is.
Oh my god!
What's a Grimes?
I've been living under a rock, I guess.
Well, Jenna oh doesn't care about the Met Gala.
Okay, I'm going to be the mom okay. who has no idea what the fuck is going on.
Okay, well, they're real.
Okay.
They went together in 2018, and they're still together. And
whoa,
there was a whole,
that's
I mean,
his
there was
girlfriend.
A, here's the thing. There's a whole scandal.
Oh, it's a girl. I thought Grimes was a man.
No, there was actually a whole scandal. Remember when he went on Joe Rogan and, like, smoked weed?
Yeah.
And, like, he had that whole scandal where he drove the Tesla stock price, mm-hmm. like, right
yeah.
down because he
yeah.
was, like, acting crazy. Because
he was with
and
the
Grimes. And then Iggy Azalea... And then Iggy Azalea went to their house and said that, like, they tried to, like, have a threesome with her, maybe?
That's probably true.
I don't
true.
Know. You got to Google the details. I don't
that's
remember.
That's what you're going for.
Okay, now that Grimes is real.
No, you know what? I knew this. Okay, keep going.
Okay. Sean Penn and Charlize Theron.
True.
True.
Yes.
They dated.
Was true.
For
2014.
A while.
Tim Tebow and Hailee Steinfeld.
Fake.
Hailee Steinfeld's costume was great. I don't remember what it was, but I remember thinking.
Well, is it true or is
say,
it real?
Oh, sorry, it's fake. Yeah, sorry, it's fake. It's fake.
Sam, you're so bad at the remembering.
Sorry,
you should not be a game show host.
You know what?
Go to a tangent about her whole side story about the question. What is Grimes? Well, actually.
And then repeats the same question over again.
Is the answer correct or not?
Maybe I'd make a great game show host in that case, guys, because I'm so bad
Can
at
you
it.
Imagine Alex Trebek accidentally repeating the same question and then the contestants are like, you just did this one?
Would you like to spin again? Because I have a hard stop at two.
Guys, maybe I would make a great game show host.
Yeah, then. Like maybe.
Yeah.
You and Lil Xan.
We should host the show together.
Yeah, you guys have a lot in common.
We should take over Busy Phillips' spot on E.
Is that it?
No, that was her all. Right. I don't even remember to end the game.
Okay, who are you bet slapping?
Ooh.
Who do you bet slap?
You for not knowing what a Grimes is.
I'm going to bet slap myself
who
too.
You? Who?
What's me?
All right. I am betch slapping.
Wait, can you believe I anti-betch slapped Sophie Turner? Then she got married last week. I'm psychic too.
I am betch slapping Denise from JetBlue because she was a very good flight attendant. I did not think that she was very helpful at all.
Just letting you guys she's like an actual flight attendant, not like someone who went to the Met Gala. She just like was your flight attendant.
She was my flight attendant, and I didn't think that she was very good at it.
What did she? Yes, yeah, she was.
She had an issue with my TV, and she was. She also like did not. There was an issue with the bags, and like the bag, like all the people with the bags at the back had to put them in the front. They do this every day. They should have a better system,
right? Denise, yeah. What she has very passive.
I'm gonna bitch slap her. She was
okay.
Very
who are you bitch slapping, Samantha? Grimes.
No, I have no reason to do that. Okay. I'm bitch slapping Daenerys Targaryen because I'm just over her.
Very different ones this week.
Denise, Daenerys.
Do you think I'd make a campy game show host, guys?
Who should I bitch slap? I don't know. I'm not like really mad at anyone today.
Yeah, I'm not.
I don't like really
your vocal cords.
Yeah, I'm like real pissed.
Slapping your vocal cords.
You're gonna slap them vocal cords. Yeah, I'll just like slap my vocal. Why do I keep saying vocal?
because you're talking shit about your vocal cords while you're speaking.
Yeah, oh my God, know they're turning on you. Me. Oh, you know we didn't talk about Meghan Markle's bebé.
Oh, true. Fuck. We don't know anything. We don't know that much about it yet.
It came. It's a boy. There's no name. Amy Schumer also had her baby.
A boy has no name.
Amy Schumer also had her baby.
Her
baby. You guys.
And Amy Schumer just gave birth to Justin Bieber.
Drexico fucked up my brain.
Yeah. Guys, everything's campy now.
I'm not bitch slapping anyone today. I just like, I'm going to go home like happy, you know?
It's an air of positivity.
Yeah. No slapping.
I'll slap two people next week. Okay.
Promise. Okay. Cool. All right. Bye.
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 Goodbye, Kyle.